doing that. Yeah, normally I ain't got other stuff going on. I'll stop to listen, but I had, phone calls coming in and different interruptions tonight. The things that I want to have a copy of is like $100 and down. That's kind of what I'm looking at right now, as far as what I would be interested in. But yeah, if you give me your email, I'll write it down.
Your copy. It's real hard. It's Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra at bellsouth.net.
Roger, got you there. And I'll send you an email. But yeah, don't worry about the ones that go over 100, like 100 and less. Yeah, that's what I'd be interested in hearing about. But yeah, I kept getting phone calls, and it wasn't a good night for listening to the radio. Roger.
Then that, I have had that to happen, but not on net nights. I come in here in the ham shack, close the door, and cut the bells off on the phone that's in here, and if a phone rings, my sweet bride takes care of that. And then after I get off the net, I go from there.
Yeah, it's always nice when you can cut loose from your electronics for a little while, for sure. But I appreciate that, and I'll get you an email out here pretty soon, and I appreciate it, Gary. KM4SMK, we'll be on the side.
I'd be glad to help you out any way I can. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We're at Mr. Slim, WT4C. Mr. Slim, what else you got for us tonight, Slim? I know you got all kinds of crazy things going, but what else you got for us?
I've got nothing going on over here at all, Gary. Just sitting here drinking coffee and listening to a little CW, I do listen to the net on Wednesday nights, as you probably gathered. I just didn't have a rig to work on FM. I'm going to embarrass myself here right now, because I'll tell you what I did. I got this old FT-736R, and I set it up for duplex so I could get onto the repeater. And what I neglected to do was push the FM button on the transmit frequency. I was transmitting on single sideband, so that probably explains why I was garbled over.
Absolutely. I tell you, that is a really, really nice radio. And if you're going to do a lot of UHF, VHF work, then even with the higher frequencies, I don't know what all that one's got in it anymore. I don't remember. But it's a really nice transceiver. Have you done any moon bounce or anything like that with it?
I haven't done that. Several years ago, I did a little bit of satellite work. That was fun, but I've since upgraded computers and everything, lost my software, so ain't been doing that. I've been doing a little experimenting with FT8. That exciting new adventure in watching grass grow. Over.
I have not tried any FT8, I'll be honest with you. I haven't. I did it on field day one year. Dave Watson had his radios and stuff over there, and he had it set up to do FT8. And the digital stuff is just a little boring for me. I'm not the computer type person that sits in front of a computer screen and a graph and all of that all day. I don't mind twisting knobs and pushing buttons, but the digital stuff is a little bit out of my comfort zone. I do get in there and play with CW a little bit, not as much as I should, but I still enjoy that. I don't know. I just hadn't got into the digital stuff.
I absolutely understand, and it is about as exciting as watching grass grow, but you know, to put a little bit of challenge on it, all I'm really doing is I've been working to VHF. I'm set up for VHF, UHF, and 1296. You know, I'm going to try some of that. And I've been working a little bit on 160 on a less than adequate antenna. So a little bit of a challenge there. Well, Gary, I ain't going to hold you up. I've enjoyed this short chat. Looking forward to seeing you get into Hamfest here before too long and saying howdy, howdy, and all that. Other than that, I hope you're well and stay so. This is WT4C. Over.
All righty, Slim. It is so good to talk to you. Like I said, I hadn't talked to you on the radio in a long time. About the only time we talked to each other is at Hamfest. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you anytime you're available. And give me a call sometime. If you don't have my phone number, I'll give it to you.
I think I've got it. Let's see, is that 1101?
Yeah, Roger.
All right. Yes, sir, I've got it. And I'll do that. Maybe we can get together and have a cup of hot and black and trade a couple more lies.
Sounds good to me. I'm always up for a cup of coffee.
7-3, Gary. Have a good evening. WT4C, downtown, no, suburban Liberty. Good night, sir.
Okay, Slim, you take care. We'll talk at you a little bit later. And I will be looking forward to that cup of coffee. We have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, KK4RQO. I'm out for the gentleman that said he's looking for items for $100 or less, if he's still out there. I got that 3200 DR there and a power supply. The radio's 100, power supply's 25, if you'd be interested there. So just figured I'd throw it out there while I was thinking about it before I shut the thing down.
Well, if Doug's still listening, maybe he heard that. If not, he was going to shoot me an email, and I'll send him that with your contact information.
That'll do. Yeah, I can't wait to get that 991A and try that HAL headset I've got for HF on VHF. That should be an interesting deal. I hope it sounds as good on FM as it does on HF.
Check the impedance on the microphone and make sure it's compatible with the radio. That's the biggest thing.
It is. The 991 has the same 8-pin, looks kind of like an Ethernet cord type connector there as the 450. That's the reason why I'm just sticking with the AC, because I don't feel like spending another $25-$30 for a connector for the headset. So I'll just stick with the AC so I don't have to spend any more extra money than I got to.
That's a smart way to do it. Yeah, it's got that RJ45 connector on the end of it, right?
But I couldn't think of what it was called. I just say Ethernet style connector there. So, because that's what I know it as there. Never really knew what the exact name of it was. Or I just, as I know, it's the Ethernet coming off the computer stuff there. But, yeah. And, of course, I tell you, everyone and their dog has been telling me, hey, just get it. Especially a few stations over in Dakota has been like, hey, just get you a TS2000. I took one look at that thing and I said, I like buttons and knobs and sliders as much as the next guy, but that thing got way too many.
We're talking on right now, and I enjoy it. It's a whole lot of fun. It does not belong to me. It belongs to my son, Anthony, up in Charlotte. He got a divorce and brought all of his radios down here. And I told him I was going to get it out and use it, and he said, go for it, Dad. And every time he comes down or when we go up, I bug him about getting back into ham radio. And he said, maybe one day, but I'm not ready. And I said, okay. In the meantime, I'm going to use your radio. Keep the RF smoke on the inside and keep it the dust blowed out of it. He said, okay, that's fine with him.
Well, yeah, I tell him next time you see him, say, hey, you need to jump on that good stress relief. Because I know, like, before I got back on the family farm there, when I used to work in the food industry, I had a whole lot of crazy stuff happen. They would run me ragged and just drive me up a wall, and sometimes almost drive me to the verge of drinking, ha-ha. But I'd get in, I'd throw the old uniform out in the dirty clothes, and give me a good pair of jeans on, sit down in front of the radio, and call CQ, and after about 10-15 minutes of shooting the breeze with someone, I'd be like, yeah. Man, what was I so ticked off about at work? So, yeah. Yep, good stress relief.
It's a lot of fun, and best stress relief I found is I've got a bush out there beside the front walkway. When I was working, I'd get out of the out of my truck and start walking up the walkway, and I'd stop and turn and face that bush, and I'd put all my aggravation on that bush. Come inside, that way I wouldn't bring it in to the wife. And then the next morning, I'd go back out and stop at that bush, and I'd pick it up, put it back on, and take it back to work with me. That way, they got the brunt of it and didn't come in the house.
I like that there. Roger, roger on that. Yeah, the other thing I like to do is, this is a funny story. I'll tell you a funny story that ties into this one. Another thing I like to do is when the weather's nice, I'll get out there with either my pistol or my shotgun and go out there and shoot some cardboard. And one night I was working at Bojangles, their dishwasher there for a while, and this one girl named Jessica, she was all wound up and about something, I don't remember what it was, says, hey, you need to come out to the shooting range with me and put some of that stuff, put some rounds down range, it'll make you feel better. And of course, never took me up on the offer, but I says, you know what I prefer? I threw it out. I'd prefer like a .44 or something like that with a little bit of oomph to it. But I says, what would you prefer for stress relief? .44 9mm. She's like, a 9mm. I says, why is that? She's like, it's a smaller hole. I'm like, well, whatever floats you both there. So, but yeah, that just made me think back on that story there. But, yep, that's another good way to get out there and pop some rounds down range with some of them things. Ain't exactly cheap, so I'll probably just stick with the radios.
Well, if you already got the radio and it's paid for, it'd just be a lot cheaper to talk on the radio than it would be to go out there and waste some ammo. Of course, it's still a lot of fun to do that. Another good thing I like to do to relieve stress and aggravation is I love to dig in the dirt. Me and Ray were talking earlier about turning the garden over and get ready for garden season. And I love to get out there and dig in the dirt. If there's weeds out there, you can take the hoe and chop them up and do whatever you want to, pull them up. Put names and faces with it if you want to. Well, that's not necessarily a nice thing to do, but at least it gets the stress level back down. There's all kinds of remedies for that.
My thing is bush hogging also. I like to get out there in the summertime, get on the tractor, turn me on some music, and just run the tractor till either I run out of fuel or it's getting too hot or I decide to call it a day. And as far as working in your garden, you use a tiller, you got your tractor over there.
Got a tractor over here. I got a little John Deere tractor. Got a turn plow on the back of it and a front end loader. And then I've got a riding lawnmower, and then I've got a Troy-built tiller. And my garden spot is, I fenced it in to keep the dogs out of it. Didn't fence it in for any other purpose other than to keep the dogs out. And I've got two German Shepherds in the back, and before I put the fence up, they tore my garden up. So I put a fence around, up around it. And it's a little tight to get the tractor in there. Do get it in there and plow it, and then I take the tiller and go back up and turn everything under before I lay it off. So that's the way I work my garden.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about that there. I got a John Deere 4105 that bush hog with there, and then got my granddad's old 52-8 in that I've restored. The only thing I haven't done to it is paint it, and everybody's like, you want to paint it? I said, nope, I'm leaving her in her working clothes. I think it looks better. Looks natural. So, yeah, I got that one in my dad's old 2240 deer. We got that sitting in that shed. I usually, sometimes I'll get out there on it, bush hog a little bit. Most of that, just run my 4105.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KN4SMK, Mr. Doug, down here at Tocoa, Georgia. I don't have a great big tractor, and mine's just a little bitty one. It's the 1023, I think is what it is. I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me. But it's a small little tractor. It's got a little Yanmar diesel engine in it. Does a really good job. Does everything I want it to do. It sure has made life easier with that front end loader. I used to have to shovel the stuff up in my little tag-along trailer and then shovel it out of the trailer and all of that and then spread it and all whatever I needed to do with it. Now I just take that front end loader and go down there and scoop it up, dump it out where I want it, and then spread it out a little bit. So, most of the time I do that with a bucket, so it has saved me a whole lot of back labor.
I know that's right. This KK4RQO is a really quick operator there. Anyhow, yeah, I got the front end loader and the backhoe. I tell you, I've dug more holes and we've buried a fair amount of cows and calves and whatever with that thing. And, oh, mercy. I never thought that thing would have paid itself off, but there's been a slew of stuff that I thought, yeah. It's a lot cheaper than having to rent the mini excavator from the rental place, wait for him to deliver it out or going to get it, so, yeah. All righty then, I guess I'm going to sign with you, and 873 until next week. This is KK4RQO, turn it back over to Net Control.
All righty, Cody, I want to apologize. I said that you were KN4SMK Doug, and you're not. You're KK4RQO Cody down in Tocoa, Georgia. And I had my pencil laying right across the page, and believe it or not, y'all were side by side. I got two lines, two lists, on my list here, and y'all are right across from each other, and I just looked at the wrong name and call, but I apologize for that. But appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit, and Ray did not mention it, but I looked up while you were talking, it's 16 days till spring. So we're on the countdown to spring, and it'll be here before we know it, and we'll get out there and play on our tractors. And, of course, the time changes back here pretty quick, too. So we'll go on to daylight savings time, and we'll have a little more time in the evenings to stay outside. And that's when we'll start forgetting to come in for the net. But anyway, appreciate you talking with us tonight, Cody. Enjoyed it. You take care, and I will talk to you later. KK4RQO, KI4DOS, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments? Call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up for this evening. W4NYK, are you ready for a net report? Please copy my routine number 10, Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for March the 4th, 2020. From my station to yours, I had 47 check-ins and 2 pieces of traffic. I'll copy, over. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. Folks, y'all come back tomorrow night, and Matt, WG4MC, will be calling the net. Give him a good dose of rider's crap. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.